Veteran-owned small businesses may have too many options to help them earn federal contracting opportunities efficiently, and the differences between the programs can be confusing. Marcy Love Thomas is senior counsel at General Counsel's Government Contracts Practice, former senior attorney advisor at the Small Business Administration, and my next guest on Industry Chatter today. Marcy, it's great to have you on the program. You're writing about two programs here, the Service-Disabled Veteran-Owned Small Business Concern and Vets First, and you write, by creating separate contracting programs administered by two separate agencies, vets receive confusing, misleading, and often incorrect information. How is it exactly that they're confused, and what's the difference between the two programs? Thanks for coming on today.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. Well, SBA's program is for all federal government contracts, and it's a self-certification program. So as long as the small business is small for the NAICS code, at least 51% owned and controlled and managed by a veteran, and has been deemed by the VA or DOD to have a service-connected disability, they're welcome to pursue those contracts. Now, VA's program is a certification program where the veteran must provide information to the Center for Verification and Evaluation so that the VA can evaluate and determine if the business is eligible to be listed in the VA's vendor information pages before pursuing contracts. And what I've seen is that there's confusion between those two programs, and where some veterans may benefit greatly from pursuing VA contracts, for some industries, it might be better to just stick with the SBA program, and there's no need to go through that certification process.
How does one go about deciding whether they should or shouldn't go through the certification process for the VA program, or whether they should just stick with the SBA?
I think it's great for those service-disabled, veteran-owned small businesses to really look at who their ideal client is. If they think that they're going to do most of their contracting with the VA, then it's definitely worth the time and resources to go for the CVE to pursue those VA contracts. But if they think that they're going to be doing most of their contracting with Department of Interior or HUD or one of the other federal agencies, it's really not worthwhile to put in the time and effort to gain the verification, which can take up to 6 months. And a lot of companies usually look for outside help to get that certification.
And so it really depends on each business owner and leader evaluating what he or she wants to do, how they want to serve the government before they go through this process. Do you find that most of the people that you talk to do it that way, or do they do one decision or the other and then decide how they want to go about doing their business?
You absolutely summed it up perfectly. But what I find, and I think it's because the military community is very supportive, and so if one business has found that the CVE has been beneficial to them, they might share that with friends, and they don't do that step of looking at their industry to see if it's one that the VA does a lot of contracting in. I also think that military, we really like those seals and sort of certification that establish us.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think they really like to go to the CVE, even if they don't need it ultimately.
You write about a pretty interesting misperception that I want to point out. And you write, once a company's CVE approved and listed in the VA's VIP database, the company's insulated from an SBA, Service Disabled Veteran Owned Small Business Challenge. Why is that a misperception, and how does that turn out sometimes in real life?
So there have been cases where a company that receives a contract, let's say from DOD, they will be challenged as not being a service-disabled veteran-owned small businesses at the SBA because they're not in that VIP or VA veteran database. And SBA has said, nope, two different programs. VA has their requirements, which are incredibly similar to SBA, but SBA is going to evaluate on their own. So I think a lot of people think, oh, if we do CVE, then we'll be insulated from challenges across the board, and that's absolutely not true. It's only for VA.
Is the reverse true? Well, I guess it doesn't matter because the Small Business Administration is self-cert anyway, right?
That's correct. So in fact, the reverse is true, that a company could be a SBA service-disabled veteran-owned small business and not be in the VA database.
Mm-hmm. So another thing that you write is that service-disabled veteran entrepreneurs should consider which federal agencies present the best contracting opportunities for their field, but while waiting for that CVE approval, service-disabled veteran-owned small businesses can go after some of the set-asides for the SDVO SBCs, right?
Absolutely. And that's the point that I really want to stress, that there's no need to wait for the CVE if you're looking for service-disabled veteran-owned small business opportunities in other agencies. Really, CVE only applies to VA, and I have to add one small caveat. In 2012, the FAA did change their regulations. They're sort of an odd procurement entity to also include CVE, but other than those two agencies, service-disabled veteran-owned small businesses can pursue those set-asides.
Marcy, you advocate in this piece that we have linked at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth what others have advocated, and that is these programs have been around long enough that it would behoove Congress to do a review of both of them and kind of consolidate, evaluate strengths and weaknesses and figure out a model that is a lot more similar than these two programs are now. Do you have an opinion about which one would work better for the government and for the vendors, or is it just that they should be more similar to eliminate some of this confusion in your view?
In my perspective, I'm a proponent of self-certification. I think that the certification programs require a lot of small businesses to use their time and resources, which are often limited, to pursue certification. And just based on the VA site, I think that in 2015 there were 3,800 small businesses who received certification. And I doubt that there are many who have actually received contracts. Now, I also can understand maybe from a contracting officer's perspective, they would prefer certification in advance so that they maybe could eliminate protests. But I think that at least in the SBA context with service-disabled veteran-owned small businesses, they've really put steps in place to make these fast-tracked protests so that it won't hold up a government procurement. But I really just think I've heard you give assignments to GW students about things to look into, and I just would like to have somebody really examine how, of all of these companies that are getting certification, you know, how much of their own resources are they using to get that certification, and then how many ultimately receive contracts based on that certification.